are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The wealth of programs you hear on Red River Radio are made possible by the generous support of listener members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, where the East Texas Neuroscience Center offers a full range of neurological treatment for headaches, back pain, strokes, seizures, and memory disorders. Taking a customized approach for your unique pain, information is on the web at easttexasneuroscience.com. The late commentator Archie MacDonald met presidents and made observations about politics from time to time during his Friday visits with us. With Election Day right around the corner, we thought it would be fitting to hear Archie's take on political rallies from the past.
One day last fall, I experienced some of Yogi Berra's deja vu all over again. I attended a political rally to see and hear a gubernatorial candidate and an accompanying country music singer whose three-piece band entertained the crowd before and after the candidate told us why we should vote for him instead of his opponent. I would have attended a similar meeting for the other guy, but he passed up the opportunity to campaign in our little town, maybe because he thought he would get most of the local votes anyway. Because of its electrified and amplified din, the music carried me back like John Denver's Country Roads to an earlier life filled with such campaign activities. I don't really recall W. Leo Daniel and the Light Crust Doughboys or Jimmy Davis and You Are My Sunshine engaging in pretty much the same thing in 1938 and 1940, but I have survived their successors in too many election cycles to count. My participation in such really began in 1964, when I helped a guitar-playing colleague prepare a campaign song for our boss, who hoped to become his political party's chief in that county. Next came various campaigns for Good Time Charlie Wilson, our congressman and later hero of Charlie Wilson's war fame, for his role in helping Afghan Mujahideen chase Soviet invaders from their country. Charlie was a lover and a fighter, and apparently pretty good at both forms of engagement. Charlie never tried to sing like Jimmy Davis, but he did get some of my colleagues who played in a band called the East Texas String Ensemble to entertain his crowds before he spoke. The current candidate rallied his locals in a honky-tonk on a warm afternoon that helped explain the abundance of beer bottles on tables crowded into one end of the hall to leave room for a dance floor in front of an elevated stage. His was a blue jean crowd. I counted three business suits and wore one of them myself, but also lots of jeans and the ubiquitous T-shirt proclaiming support for the candidate or loyalty to some cause or institution. When the business of the rally began, quite unusually on time, most of the crowd hustled up to the stage, attracted by the band's hard-driving beat. I watched one middle-aged lady boogie to that beat and marveled that she failed to attract a partner for the dance through the invitation provided by her shuffling feet and swaying body. Somewhat surprisingly, the assemblage's energy carried over into the candidate's campaign spiel. Usually, that ends a pretty good show. Maybe this candidate had something to say.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried.